It's Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. World Watch Monitor reports that another American missionary was arrested in Ankara, Turkey. This time, David Bile was detained by security police and deported. In his 19 years of missionary service in Turkey, he has been arrested at least 3 times. The deportations were previously stopped in court proceedings for Mr. Bile. The Pakistani Supreme Court appears to have second thoughts about their verdict of innocence issued for Asia Bibi, a Catholic who was facing the death penalty on trumped-up blasphemy charges. The court agreed to reconsider the decision after the Pakistani government settled on an agreement with the radical Islamic Tariq al-Baik party and other extremist groups. Psalm 10 reminds us that the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. 7 more Coptic Christians were killed in another bus attack near Minya, Egypt on Friday. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the killings. The eyes of the world are on the United States today. This midterm election may be the most watched election in American history. Will the blue wave make significant progress in moving American government towards more socialism and support for abortion? If Democrats win today, it will be the gender gap that will make the difference, according to CNN. Polls are saying that women are preferring socialist and liberal candidates by a ratio of 62% to 35%. The gender gap of females to males voting Democrat has increased from 8% in 1980 to 11% in 2012 to 14% in the 2018 elections, according to the most recent SSRS poll. Franklin Graham told Fox News over the weekend that he wants evangelicals to get out and vote, saying, quote, I think 2016 was maybe the most important presidential election in my lifetime, and I believe for midterms, this is probably the most important midterm election in my lifetime, end quote. Psalm 2 sends a message to every candidate running for office in this election. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. The American Humanist Association has taken a city in Maryland to court for a public display of a cross put up by the American Legion on a war memorial in 1925. After the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the cross a violation of the First Amendment, the case was appealed. The U.S. Supreme Court announced over the weekend that it will take up the case. Iran's economy has taken a hit after the U.S. government reinstated trade sanctions against the country. Oil production for the country has already dropped by about 300,000 barrels per day and may head down another 700,000 barrels, according to official predictions. Since 2017, the Iranian rial has dropped 25% in value against the dollar. What some are calling the retail apocalypse continues, with Lowe's, the home improvement chain, announcing the closure of 51 stores. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this election day, Tuesday, November 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.